Tough loss for the Beavers, but Coach, I tell you what, your team fought hard here against a very good team and just couldn't quite pull it out there in the extra session.
No, they shot a lot. They showed a lot of character, you know, after yesterday's game. You know, how does a team respond, you know, to a little bit of adversity from yesterday? And I thought our guys did a really good job. I mean, I thought we played much better. Thought we played in a rhythm. I thought we were unselfish. I mean, all the things. But so I thought they showed a lot of character tonight for sure.
Did you feel like a little bit when you guys got up 10 that you maybe got away from what got you that big lead?
Well, I think we took a couple of gambles defensively, and that cost us. You know, they got hot from three, and we were not very close to their shooters there a few times. We just weren't recognizing where number 10 was in that third quarter. But, you know, we got the lead built on defense and getting stops and running.
Yeah.
Now, as they start putting the ball through the basket, you know, that's, you know, those things tend to happen. But, yeah, we got a little bit stuck on offense, but, you know, I don't know. It was just one of those things. They got hot, and we couldn't seem to buy a basket there for a little while. The ball stuck a little bit more than it did in that first half. But, you know, I don't think we settled for anything too bad. Yeah. But the defensive side of it was definitely frustrating in the second half, you know, letting their guys, you know, just step into wide open threes because we were trying to overhelp on the post. And I thought Jackson did a great job down there by himself anyway. So just, you know, a couple of things that we could have fixed maybe has a different outcome. But, you know, we knocked down a couple of shots in that third and fourth quarter. You know, it's a different outcome anyway. But tough game, but I'm very proud of our guys.
And that kind of goes back, I think, the way that Sterling plays, they'd like to put the ball in the paint there and score and get high percentage shots. And I think you can probably live with them taking those threes because they haven't shown that they can be a good three-point shooting team.
No, they haven't really. But, I mean, we do know that there's a couple of guys out there that are very capable of shooting it well. And we let them get loose. And, you know, you knock down one or two, and all of a sudden the confidence starts to soar for everybody. And they did that, but... You know, we tried to mix it up and ran a little bit of zone with them and then got into our man and kind of back and forth we went, you know, throughout the game. And a couple of things that they do that a lot of teams don't, which is icing ball screens. So we did make the adjustment, which is what leads to Jackson, you know, shooting the three-pointers that he got tonight. But we kind of forgot about it as the game went on, and we couldn't get back to it. But, you know, we had a play drawn up, you know, after they went up three. Came down, but we didn't get the handoff. I think we bobbled it or something. So, but, you know, those things happen. And just extremely proud of our guys for the character that they showed today.
Oh, this is a good game and a good tournament game, just unfortunate. But he had big games from Jackson, Lawson, and Dillon. But I thought some other players really stepped up and created some issues. Alex Trango played a whale of a game on defense out high against whoever Sterling had up top.
Yeah, he did. And that's what he gives to our team is his defensive ability, his tenacity. He's able to get after people. Number one, though, you know, the kid that comes off the bench is very good getting downhill with the ball. And they kind of run him off a little bit of he'll screen down and pop right back out. So if you give yourself a long closeout, he's dangerous to stop. And unfortunately, you know, he got them going in that fourth quarter, and we couldn't keep him out of the paint. And he made some plays. So, you know, he did a very good job. But, you know, like I said, Alex is a defensive guy that we love having out there because he creates all sorts of madness. But, yeah, you know, a tough one to swallow. You really wanted to walk out of here with that, considering – I mean, because we played so – I thought we played really well. I thought we played hard. I thought we made really good decisions for the most part. I don't think we were turning the ball over too much. And so a lot of things that we did well, and unfortunately we just couldn't get out of here with the win.
Well, turn around to Tuesday doesn't get any easier there, weather permitting, I should say.
Yeah, right.
With Hugoton coming to town.
Yeah, the fun continues, Adam.
Yes.
That's what's fun about this. You know, I enjoy these. You know, some people look at our schedule and – You go three straight games with three state-ranked teams, and all of a sudden you're going, oh, my goodness. But those games make us better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even yesterday's game, in a short turnaround, it made us better because we learned about what it's like to play in transition and how to move the ball, get it out of your hand, that open-in-a-head mentality. So a lot of things that our guys are still eager to learn and get after it, and they take little things from each game. So as long as they're willing to do that, you know, I can't ask for nothing more.
Good weekend for you guys, even though it was a tough stretch there. But thanks again, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.